Does the Bhagavad Gita say anywhere that we shouldn't eat meat or animal products? See, the Bhagavad Gita, first of all, you have to understand, it's an emergency book. It's a book which is spoken on a war field, driven by a particular question. Arjuna was about to fight, and he was supposed to fight, but he lost heart to fight. So it is in that situation, primarily meant to guide Arjuna about what is the right course of action. Uchhamitam dharma sammoodachita. What is dharma? So the Bhagavad Gita is not an exhaustive guidebook for everything in life. In principles, it gives us guidance. But in details, there's just no time. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken at a time where it is an emergency. So it gives principles. So that's why the Bhagavad Gita doesn't give us a list of these food items should be eaten, these food items should not be eaten. Not in that sense. But it gives us principles. And the principle is that there is, as I said, goodness, passion, ignorance. Sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna. So, food that is a product. So, the characteristic of ignorance, tamoguna, is violence, fear. Why? Because in tamoguna, it's characterized by destruction. Either a person is fearful and inactive, like I said, paralyzed, petrified while seeing a fire. Or sometimes there is extremely brutal reaction, a violent reaction. In passion, there is thoughtless action, but in ignorance, when there is action, there is utterly very destructive action. So, for example, blowing up bombs, terrorist attacks, they are all in the mode of ignorance. So, fear and violence, they are characteristic of ignorance. And meat is a product of fear and violence. Fear in the victim, in the animal that is being slaughtered, they are overwhelmed by fear. And violence, the person who is killing. Even if it's a machine which is killing, still there are people who are involved in it. And there is violence. So, those emotions of fear and violence which are involved in the generation of that food, they come through the food to us. So that food, the meat, is tamasic. It's in the mode of ignorance, and it will come to us, that will influence us with the mode of ignorance. So the Bhagavad Gita also talks about food in the three modes in the 17th chapter. There, it doesn't name foods. It gives characteristics of foods. And those characteristics are again more in terms of their taste and their effect. It's not in terms of a listing of their content. So, dukkha shokamaya pradha. Krishna says that food in the mode of passion, it gives a little taste, but afterwards it causes misery. It causes disease. Amaya. And then he talks about yat yamam gatarasam puti parishuttam chayat. Food which is decomposed, food which is putrid, that is in the mode of ignorance. So now, if we look at today's medical science, there have been a significant amount of studies which do show that the human body is not exactly meant for eating meat. In the sense that our digestive system is remarkably similar to the herbivore digestive system. And it's not at all similar to carnivore digestive system. And that's why the carnivore's digestive system is much, alimentary canal is much shorter. And then they take in meat and then they pass it out. But our alimentary canal is much longer. So when the meat stays in, it gets putrid very quickly. It causes, it releases gases and causes quite a lot of harm. So in general, whenever people get any major health crisis, today the major health crisis is either heart attack or cancer. One of the basic things after a heart attack, all doctors say that stop taking meat. And similarly, many cancers are associated with specifically red meat, but in general, meat in general. So, the Bhagavad Gita doesn't give any specific food guidelines in terms of specific, these items should be taken, these items should not be taken. But use principles. And meat is tamasic because of the emotions associated and also from the characteristics of the mode of ignorance that the Bhagavad Gita talks about. Now there is one verse which also can be seen as a guideline for food. It is 9.26 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vatram pushpam falam toyam yome bhakti aparichati. Tadam bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmana. There he talks about what all food can be offered to him. If you offer this to him, he says, I accept it with devotion. So, patram pushpam phalam toyam. So, fruit, flower, leaves, and water. So, he does not mention anything about flesh. Again, as I said, this is not an exhaustive guide of what we can eat. But it is, again, indicative. He's not mentioning anything which is involving violence to animals as it happens in meat, in taking non-vegetarian food. So, from the broad principles which are given in the Bhagavad Gita, it is Bhagavad Gita's whole messages, you should come towards goodness. And that means taking food which is goodness. And one place where it mentions a specific list, it does not include meat.